These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilvie. First up, Ralph Rangnick has no intention of resting Cristiano Ronaldo in United's first match of the 2022 against Wolves. Ronaldo teed up Scott McTominay's opening goal in the 3-1 win over Burnley and scored his 14th of the season on Thursday, which takes him to 9 goals more than United's joint second highest scorers, Bruno Fernandes and Mason Greenwood. The Portuguese has started in 16 of his team's 18 Premier League games this season and celebrates his 37th birthday next month, while the Wolves match will be his third start in 8 days. Rangnick does not foresee any issues with starting Ronaldo in a third successive league game, insisting that the condition that CR7 keeps himself in means he is always ready to play. Moving on, the boss says he will not let Edinson Cavani leave in the January window, while he has also addressed the futures of Donny van der Beek and Anthony Martial, who are also amongst the underused stars at Old Trafford. Rangnick says he hopes to keep van der Beek until the end of the season, despite the midfielder's desire for regular football and fears of missing out on Holland's World Cup squad. Cavani has been linked for a mid-season move to Barcelona, but Rangnick has held numerous discussions with the Uruguayan and made it clear he is too important to lose. With Martial expected to depart, Cavani's importance is even greater, and Rangnick insists he would not be allowed to leave. Finally, and the club have received a boost in their pursuit of Declan Rice. Rangnick has agreed to the club pushing on with their detailed assessment of Rice as one of their top summer transfer targets. They know they will need at least £100 million to convince West Ham to sell their England midfielder, but until now there were genuine fears the Irons could scupper any chance of a deal by qualifying for the Champions League. Top-level European football would give them a huge power to reject any advances for the 22-year-old, who still has 2 years left on his contract, but their recent slip-ups combined with United's improvement looks to have changed the landscape surrounding the potential transfer. That's all for now, we'll have more later.